from radioinfo.com.au. It's Monday, the 16th of March. Hi, I'm Brad Smart, and thanks for joining me. Here's what's happening in radio. Coronavirus dominates as people and the industry look for guidance. Roy and HG back on ABC Radio. And Nine Entertainment's newspapers expand their podcast libraries. I'll have the details of these stories and other issues affecting the industry in just a moment.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Well, it doesn't take a genius to see the impact coronavirus is likely to have on radio operations moving forward. While advertising and promotions should be some of the last things that companies shed in a financial crisis, unfortunately, they're often near the top of the list, and a slowdown in industry becomes inevitable. Getting reliable answers on this virus from members of the public is seen as half the battle in quelling the current hysteria, such as the recent nationwide run on toilet paper. Looking for answers, Nova's Fitzy and Whipper have spoken in depth with Medico-turned-TV host Dr. Andrew Rochford. Rochford says 80% of coronavirus cases will be mild. During the interview, he covered many facets of the virus's impact on the community, including why sporting events need to be cancelled and why personal hygiene is critical to try to steer clear of contracting the virus. That interview is now available as a podcast. ABC Radio has been thoroughly blindsided by the return of Roy and HG as of last Saturday. The duo's back on ABC Radio just in time for the footy season with their show, Bludging on the Blind Side. Clearly emotional at their return, HG commented that he and Roy were humbled by the opportunity to support rugby league's ambition of bringing about world peace and harmony through violence and chaos. The boys described their return to ABC Radio as coming back to their spiritual home. With newspaper readership declining, many publishers have moved into podcasting to increase their longevity. Nine's mastheads, the Sydney Morning Herald and The Age, are now adding to their podcast offerings. Three new series, a relaunch of the Real Footy podcast, and an expansion of their weekly news summary, Please Explain, are heading the list. Herald editor Lisa Davies says podcasts are part of the newspaper's commitment to high-quality, independent journalism. For full details on these stories, go to the website at radioinfo.com.au.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Other stories attracting industry attention today. Well, it's often seen as the content director's curse. A program that isn't working gets canned, then the ratings come out and the show is number one. Radio Info editor Peter Saxon has been looking into the phenomena and explains why it happens.
Maybe it has to do with a kind of closing down sale effect, you know, when all the customers finally come out and buy and then you wonder why you were closing down. That's one of the effects that radio can have, and they put in new talent, and then the new talent doesn't necessarily have bigger ratings than the old talent that went out, or at least not for a while. It happens regularly, so there must be something to that effect. But if you've had people who've been there for a long time, and then that following is going to stick to them in the last days, as it were.
Spotify has knocked Pandora off the perch to become the number one streaming service in the US. The number of Spotify listeners has trumped Pandora 2 years earlier than expected. Spotify now has 64.5 million listeners. ABC staff in Brisbane are still reeling from the sudden death of colleague Tom Greenard last week. Known affectionately as Tom the Pom, Greenard was a radio producer and sports commentator. He died unexpectedly of natural causes. The second largest radio company in the US, Entercom, is in damage control today. It's revealed that its domain, radio.com, suffered a cybersecurity breach in which listeners' private details were made public. Entercom says the unknown intruder hacked the company's backup cloud database. Coming up next, the radio host in the firing line for selling coronavirus toothpaste.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Adding to the many sham products being offered on the internet, New York conservative radio host Alex Jones has launched an anti-coronavirus toothpaste that he's been pushing through his website. This wasn't intended as a joke. Jones often releases health-related and survivalist products that he sells, and he promotes them on his radio show. He's been claiming that his Super Blue toothpaste kills the whole SARS-Corona family at point-blank range. The New York Attorney General isn't impressed and has launched on him over false claims, reaffirming to the public that as yet there are no cures for COVID-19. And in moves within the media, Spotify's Australian Managing Director Karen Lawson has left the company. She only joined Spotify in May of last year. Well, thanks for your company today. I'll be here with your morning briefing again tomorrow. And to see what's happening in radio at any time, check out Australia's trusted radio information source, radioinfo.com.au.